If, as we are told, Ann Romney is Mitt's secret weapon, this joker is in big trouble. As questions swirl around his tax returns, which are now routinely referred to as Mitt's secret tax returns, Ms. Ann responds to questions from reporters about being more transparent with returns over the years by becoming petulant and unhinged. She's a very bad actor and therefore cannot disguise her contempt for those beneath her social status who are impertinent enough to insist that she answer questions about what she and Mitt chooses to do with their money, which they've been hiding in a lot of suspicious places. So what if the press is the eyes and ears of the people, and the reporters are just doing their jobs? Miss Ann postures like a dowager speaking to servants as she announces in no uncertain terms that they're not telling us another word about their wealth or how it's taxed. And she seems to be totally unaware of how she's coming across to those viewers who have even half a functioning brain. For despite her haughty attitude, she looks frightened and confused, like a deer caught in the headlights of a tractor trailer bearing down on her. When the camera zooms in close, the look of anxiety on Miss Ann's face would make a good spot in the airline commercial that asks, "Want to get away?" In two major television interviews, she's gone from bad to worse when asked about releasing additional tax returns. On one occasion, she said to Robin Roberts, a veteran Afro-American reporter, "We've told you people enough about what we have and how we live." And in a later interview on NBC's Rock Center this week, she emphatically said that there would be no more tax returns because they will just be used by their enemies to pick them apart. "We paid everything the law requires of us," she announced. When the interviewer asked if she thought the public had a right to know how much taxes they paid, since after all her husband was running for president and would soon be debating tax policy with President Obama, Miss Ann fairly spat out her incredulous reply. "Haven't you seen what they're doing to us?" she asked. Then she said defiantly the only thing releasing more tax returns would do is give them more ammunition to use against us. With an air of resolve, Miss Ann announced on national television there will be no more tax returns. My Harvard-trained attorney, who spent 20 years working for the IRS, tells me they're definitely hiding something, and it is almost certainly immoral and unethical. The only question is if it's illegal. Despite her fumbling attempts to make nice, this is a cold-blooded broad. I can easily hear her say of the struggling poor, the people who need the food supplement programs her husband vows to slash, "Let them eat cake." Miss Ann strikes me as being as clueless as Marie Antoinette, whose attitude caused her to literally lose her head. And she seems as callous as hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, who was recently observed standing on dry land pouring water on the head of a drowning man. Mitt's weapon is not only secret, it's deadly. From New York City, this is Place L. Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.